Well, look at this. A snake in the birdhouse.
Well, a corgi, actually.
Good rainy morning to you fellas.
Hello, snake.
How we doing?
Great, man. How are you?
Doing good, doing good. Okay, let's get cracking.
Crack-a-lack.
Is it okay to root against your pro team in a down year? This was argued against last season by some, but if the Mavs win that pointless play-in game, you don't get Cooper Flagg, a few more L's for the Cowboys, and maybe they get Tet McMillan, or we're in a better position to trade back. So can you root against your team in those types of years and situations?
It's weird because I always find myself, the Cowboys is a great example, because when I know they're not going to make the playoffs, I tend to be like, okay, let's just get the worst record possible for the best draft pick possible.
But while you're watching the game, you're not rooting for an interception.
Right, like if they're playing whatever team in the moment, I'm not sitting there going, oh, please get your ass kicked. But afterwards, I'm like, man, okay, cool, it's a good loss.
I'm of the mindset of I'm never going to root for my team to lose. And maybe that will bite me in the butt as far as draft position goes, but I'm not thinking about that at that moment. I'm just thinking about wanting my team to win. So
I think it's a lot easier if your team is, it's at the end of the year, like if it's week 16, 17 or something like that in the NFL or one of those,
right.
You know, the year that the Mavs tanked to get Luka, and they're playing nobody. Literally, it's guys that they pulled up from the G League and dudes that you know are not going to be part of the team. Mm-hmm. And in the NFL, when they're playing the third string quarterback and guys that aren't going to play in the playoffs or whatever, I think that's really easy to be like, yeah, I'm good. They're not trying at all. They're ergo. I should not be able to try. I don't have to try as a fan.
I'm with you. If they don't care, I shouldn't care. I can understand that logic. See, you said something right for the first time, Corby. How about that? Good for you.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Our good P1 Amber, who is a huge WNBA fan, she
Hello,
says,
Amber.
What do you make of the Wings season with two big injury losses?
Yay! That's right. They have two injuries.
Yes. Yeah. When I heard about those just now, I was shocked.
I know. The possibility of the Wings earning for the second year in a row the first overall pick in the 26th WNBA draft is looming. Would that make interest higher?
No. I doubt it because there's not another Paige Beckers coming out. I don't even know who the number one overall pick as far as college basketball goes. Is it Juju? If it's Juju now, but I don't know how many.
It is Lauren Betts, the center from UCLA, who is 6'7".
Okay.
Followed by Ozzie Fudd, Olivia Miles.
Oh, my God.
That's
her girlfriend.
Yeah, that's Paige Beckers' girlfriend.
Oh, I'm in for that. That would be fun.
Scissor me.
I don't know if we need that personal relationship on a professional basis.
And how fun would it be to play with your significant other?
Yeah, but then they're fighting. They have an argument. And then they're not passing the ball to each other.
Dude, I guess I didn't know that girl, Fudd, was that good. I just thought they were dating. I didn't.
She's projected as the number two pick. So I guess
okay.
She's pretty
all
awesome.
Right. That's a great question. If you were Paige, would you want that to manifest itself into reality where...
At first, I think you would want to because it sounds all exciting and stuff, and then you're around them all the time. And what if you break up? What if things aren't rosy?
There's a girl who plays at Oklahoma whose name is Reagan Beers. Beers. Draft her.
Oh, I'm in for that.
And I will go to games. She's projected as a first-round pick.
Bring it back.
How did you not tell me about this, Corby? You watch Oklahoma basketball.
Yeah, I watch the women probably seven times a week.
Yeah, if you had another Paige Beckers-like prospect, then I think interest may go up a bit. But unfortunately, I don't think there's another name out there like that.
I don't know. You know what has got to happen for them, and it's going to happen here pretty soon? They got to get out of Arlington.
Yeah, they do.
They just do. And I know that the Rangers are there and the Cowboys, but it's different. This is different. They need a large city support. Because little girls are going to go to those games no matter what city they're in. But they need the, I don't know, just the boost of a big city
so
outside
of Dallas
playing UTA.
Convention Center thing, is that done? That's not happening?
No. I think it's going to be in...
And nine.
No, Dylan, that's not right.
27, maybe?
And I'm sorry.
Apology accepted.
Yeah, they had construction delays, so now the move is delayed until 2027, but the practice facility will be ready in 2026.
So they'll practice in Dallas, but
and
play
I wonder
in Arlington.
If all those girls, because, you know, they're not paying them a ton, do you think that for convenience and for, like, gas reasons that they all live in Arlington as well?
I would think so, if you're going to stay close to the arena. Yeah, they probably
Paige
do stay
is making
in Arlington.
Bank. She's making bank for and has for, you know, four straight years.
Right.
She could probably afford anywhere, but I'm wondering if they live really close to the facility. I mean, look, the Cowboys all used to live at Valley Ranch.
Yeah, and it's a college town, so I'm pretty sure there's affordable housing around the UTA campus.
There's a ton of new apartments around College Park City.
Yeah. From Matt, would you rather have $1 million today or perfect health for 20 years, meaning no colds, no sore throat, no cancer, but you roll the dice with all of those things over the next 20 years in a bad way, or you just take the $1 million now?
So I can be a millionaire?
Yes.
Or continue having perfect health as I do now? I think I would take the million and just roll the dice on continuing the way I have been.
Rolling the dice means you don't declare that money and seeing if the government is going to come and try and take half. That's rolling the dice.
But as we advance into our later years, and that's when problems start to arise.
Tell me about it.
You're guaranteeing yourself perfect health until your mid-70s for Donovan and me. For Matt, it would be your mid-60s. You would still take the million right now?
Yeah, I don't anticipate having major health issues.
Yeah, but you don't know. That's the point of health.
Hey, Corby, you're not going to win this fight.
I'm not.
No.
He needs the money. No.
I'm saying you're not going to win the fight about him living to 100 and he's immortal.
I didn't you're say not I gonna was win immortal, that. But we just don't know if I am. Well, you don't. I mean,
I wish I kind of know that you're not, so...
We don't know for sure. I guess you could be.
Okay, thank you. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Do you honestly think, though, that you'll live to be 110?
The water out of the refrigerator. 110? I don't know. Potentially.
Like, what would be a sad... What age would you be like, man, that sucks. What are you talking about?
Like, right before you take your last breath? You're like, oh, man, I thought I'll...
say anything before 90, I'd probably be... This is ridiculous.
90?
I don't think you guys realize the advancements that we're making in that realm.
And you probably realize that a lot of people don't make it to 90. No matter how the advancements that you have had already.
Yeah, like, has the average lifespan for the Americano, has it... bumped up to 78, maybe?
I think we're at 78
in that range,
now.
Like 76, 78.
And are the women still living longer?
Yeah, they're over 80.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah,
because they don't drink 40 beers a weekend at breweries.
And they don't say, watch this, before they do something stupid.
Right.
Yeah, well.
One choice for the rest of your life, you can't add cheese to anything, or you can't add condiments to anything.
I would just stop eating cheese.
Man, cheese is so delicious. But man, a dry burger. Would I rather have a burger with mustard and no cheese or cheese and no mustard? I feel like the cheese can almost supplement my mustard fix. Give me the cheese.
No more barbecue sauce.
Pickles, mustard, ketchup, salsa. Is salsa a condiment?
Yeah. No more Cholula.
I do have cheese, though.
No more Yellow Bird.
And you can melt that cheese because I almost feel like a condiment.
No lettuce, tomato?
Yeah, I really don't care about the lettuce and tomato.
On anything?
Nah.
On tacos or anything?
As long as I have cheese.
No more onions diced up.
Cheese is that important?
Yeah, man. Cheese is the bee's knees.
Man, I think I would eliminate cheese. and you're an
idiot.
I
would too. I would just completely get rid of cheese.
You know, you guys don't understand how delicious cheese is.
It is delicious.
Well, I think that we would also not realize how much cheese is in things.
Right.
You know, let's say everyone knew that we couldn't eat cheese and we're up there and we're like, okay, let me have a blah, blah, blah. And they're like, you know, there's cheese inside of that. Like, what?
Inside of what?
Yeah, I mean, you gave
me
like a...
How would you not know there was cheese in it?
If you just give me a smash burger with meat and cheese, I'm fine. I don't need all the extra stuff.
What about a sandwich?
Cheese,
no more
man.
Cheese.
I got to have cheese on my sandwich. I have to.
See, I'd rather have mustard.
From Mexican Junior, he said he saw this asked earlier this month. If you were offered $10 million but had to live and survive for a whole year inside any horror movie movie's world.
I'm out.
You wouldn't even try it?
Okay.
We've all seen horror movies. What happens?
What horror movie would we live in?
Which movie would you pick? Like, would you pick Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
No,
would you...
of course not.
I'd pick Chucky because I feel like you could... I've never understood why they couldn't defeat him. It's true. It's a doll that's tiny. You can't step on its head and crush it.
So I never saw Chucky. Why was he so powerful?
He was possessed by the spirit of a serial killer that took over the doll. And so, I don't know. Like, instead of trying to fight the doll or... Because Chucky would stab people with a knife and do other stuff. But I just never understood that. Like, get a grenade and he gets blown to bits. Whatever. You could throw him in a fireplace and he would melt. He's made out of plastic.
Okay, that kind of makes sense.
Yeah, I think I would choose that.
But
then,
he is
too.
A knife wielding doll, though. You might get stabbed in the process.
You might, but
you know what? With
he's got like a 6-inch reach. He has doll hands. What he does?
You're making very compelling arguments about this.
Okay, the main and this is from Mexican Junior. He says the main killer in the horror movie has to be focused on you the full time and cannot be water based.
Yeah, see. I know the fate of everyone who looks like me in horror movies. So I would pick Get Out. So at least I'd give me some before I go. I'm not going to survive.
I'm having sex with all these women.
At least I'll have fun for a little bit before I'm destroyed.
Okay.
That seems. I think you're underselling, like I wouldn't pick Halloween or Friday the 13th because they made those killers into immortals as the series went on.
Right.
Which is stupid.
They probably ate very well.
With no cheese.
Yeah,
they eliminated
no cheese.
All the cheese.
But there's got to be a... And a lot of these modern horror movies, Saw and things like...
It's more of a game.
About that. Like, within 10 minutes, you're caught, and then you're in some torture chamber for the next year.
Yeah. Right, and even if you survive, you had to kill somebody else or do something, like chop off your own arm or something.
Man, that's a good... I don't know if I would do...
There's not a situation where I would feel good about the outcome and me surviving in it. Like, I wouldn't want... I wouldn't want anything, like, evil, like...
The Amityville Horror.
Or...
Yeah.
What's the one with a girl?
Poltergeist.
Yeah, her head was twisting all around.
Exorcist.
And stuff like that.
Yeah. Satanic.
Like, see, I'm out.
Right.
Would you risk, Donovan, Satan entering your body for
$10
million?
Oh, my gosh, no.
For $10 million?
No.
For Satan? No. Does he ever leave?
No.
Well, that's why your head turns around in circles. You got to get him out.
Okay, so
like
you're saying...
Do I take a laxative to get him out?
No, you have to get exercised.
Oh.
Where the priest comes to your house and goes, I ban you, Satan.
That's not going to work. Did you see what happened to her? She was all on the walls and stuff.
But
But you get $10
million. She got out of it. You get $10 million when you're done, and you're like, I don't even remember what happened.
No,
my head
was
spinning around and stuff, and I was crawling on the ceiling.
I can't do that. I'm not messing around with Satan.
Yeah, but he leaves you alone.
I'll stay poor.
Man, nobody is more scared of Satan than you.
Yeah. And you know what? I'm proud of that.
I know.
Norm?
Hello.
Goodbye.
Let's see here. Do you feel the Big 12 isn't a Power 5 conference without Oklahoma and Texas?
It's for sure. I'd say Power 4, but yes, it is a Power 4 conference.
Yeah, there's only two Power 5 conferences. So, of course it's a Power 4 conference. Is that what he meant?
No, he meant power.
Just one of the big dogs.
There's no longer Power 5.
Right. It's Power
6 and Power 4.
Yeah.
The Pac-12 is no longer a Power 5.
And it's one of the big dogs.
Yeah, it's not one even of the close. Four. It's one of the four, yes. Yeah. It's no, because the gap between that and what would be the next conference, which people will try to tell us is the Pac-12 or potentially Conference USA or the Mountain West or name one, that gap is drastically
as massive as
right.
Big Ten and SEC to the other two.
Now, are they as close? Is the Big 12 on the same level as the SEC or the Big Ten? No.
That's a big gap, but it's a way bigger gap, I think, than the other ones that you just mentioned.
I would put it fourth behind the ACC.
Yeah, I would too. And it's not far away from the ACC.
Right. No.
We're just throwing the ACC up there because of Clemson, basically.
Yeah, right now.
And what
right?
was Florida
Maybe
State?
Right. Florida State, yeah.
Miami.
Yeah.
Who knows?
And North Carolina.
There you go.
Yeah.
SMU. SMU made the playoffs.
That's right. SMU. Don't you forget about that.
Hey, Rich.
Hey, Rich.
If you had to take up one of your fellow host's hobbies, like cycling for Craig or
beer drinking
beer
for Matt.
That'd be a fun one.
Music. I just finished off my 30th concert in the last four months. Oh, which would you choose?
I think I would choose only going to Sweets for free, which is Corby's.
That would not be a bad hobby.
I think that's a great hobby. That would be awesome.
Only going to Sweets for free. This is a one-year bit, though. This is not a continuation of okay. since
seems
I was
like a
10.
Hobby from what I've heard, so I will take that hobby.
I would choose cycling because it would at least that would keep you in good shape.
That's a lot of work.
I think
if
it's a lot of work, a lot of sweating. If I chose as much craft beer as you drink, Matt, I don't know if I could function.
Yeah, I don't either. I don't know if I'd go that route myself. I wonder what's my hobby.
I think it'd be cool to be the lead singer in a band like George.
Okay.
That'd be pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Writing music and doing all that. I think I would choose George.
That'd be very cool.
I'll take George. Like typewriters with Gordon? No.
No.
Not doing
football
that.
With Bob? No.
Yeah.
Up and down.
FaceTiming like Davey? No.
Public FaceTime for Dave.
No, Dave.
Yeah, no, you're right.
All right, there's a bird.
All right, thank you, Corby. Thank you, P1s. Truly appreciated.